What about those students who were able to afford to go to university for years? They slogged through their dissertations, got their PhDs, and now they're trying to land jobs in this economy. Rebecca Reynolds got her PhD in mass communications at the Newhouse School at Syracuse University, and she joins us now. And Rebecca, when you began working on your PhD, what did you envision as your future career?
It was hard enough to be in graduate school and getting the PhD and doing the, you know, the doctoral research and all that. And I figured, okay, well, turn the corner, you go from a graduate student to a professor. And I thought it would be pretty much no problem. But as it turns out, life had another thing in store. So.
Well, and what does life have in store? What have you been doing and what have you been trying to do?
I'm lucky because I've been able to secure a postdoc position at the Syracuse School of Information Studies. Unlike some of my colleagues, I definitely, you know, I have my bases covered as far as work and research and opportunities to carry me over until I find a faculty job. But with the economy and the way things have gone, it's just really tough out there.
And what are you seeing? What are schools saying to you when you ask if there are jobs available or apply for faculty jobs?
There seemed to be plenty out there at the beginning of the fall, but then it just has seemed to really diminish as far as the job opportunities. And so what I'm hearing is that they have an overabundance of applicants, number one, and number two, they're telling you, you know, things like you'll get through all the application process, and they'll tell you basically that the position has closed.
Do you think there's any effect, though, if you're not seeing, you know, new fresh blood, new teachers coming into the system, does that wind up having an effect on education, higher education overall?
At the School of Information Studies, you know, they have a lot of senior faculty, and so they're hiring. You know, you always want to have a balance of, you know, young faculty, junior faculty, and senior faculty, and so I think that maybe we'll see these departments starting to get a little top-heavy.
Rebecca, when did you begin your PhD process?
I began my PhD process in 2002, and it was after the whole dot-com. I worked for 6 years in the dot-com industry in Boston, working for several dot-com companies in marketing and product management positions. And so right around 2002, after the market kind of crashed then, I decided to go to grad school, and I really wanted to develop my expertise. I ended up at Newhouse to do my master's degree and was accepted into the PhD program and just kind of stayed on.
And if Rebecca in 2009 could go back and talk to Rebecca in 2002, do you think you made the right choice looking at what the job options are out there now?
You know, I really do. I think that the degree that I chose is a very flexible one. And I think that while I would have liked to have had more information at the beginning about turning this corner from graduate student into professor, like no one really tells you how long it might take or how difficult it might be, what the financial burden might be on you at this, you know, you're covered during graduate school mostly with a stipend and with tuition. But, you know, at the end of the line, it can get dicey in that transition from being a grad student and going into your professional career. So if I could look back, I wish I had known that a little more because I might have prepared myself. But as far as, you know, choosing to go to graduate school, I think it's been a good idea. And I think that for my future career, everyone says that your PhD doesn't start to pay off until, you know, 10 years down the line. So hopefully that'll happen.
Rebecca Reynolds spoke to us from Syracuse University in New York. Thanks, Rebecca, and good luck.
Thank you.
You know, with so much bad and really depressing news about the economy out there, we thought we'd look for some good news.
And so we are calling on you. We're looking for stories from you, our listeners. Listeners who might have overcome the odds, maybe landed a job, maybe even a good job in this very tough climate.
Maybe you've gotten laid off, downsized, and you're entering the job market and you found success. Well, we want to hear from you.
Write us with your story. Just send an email to daydreaming@npr.org and please put success in the subject line.
We could all use some good news. So if you have some, share it. We'll be reading all your emails. Again, that address is daydreaming@npr.org.